Veterans and their families were joined on the Park Strip in Anchorage today by Senator Mark Begich and Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki. The two officials left immediately following the gathering for events at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. They will also travel to Bethel and Quigilingok before returning to Anchorage tomorrow for more discussions with veterans at the LUSAC Library. Senator Begich said today's gathering was particularly important because of a special honor and medal given to Korean vets from the Korean government. Begich said what stood out to him was how many there were there to accept the medal.
I was looking at the front row and I saw a few, but then as they were giving the ribbons out, it was row, another row, another row, another row. So it just really shows how many served that are here today. And that really sticks out because that is the first time I've seen that kind of recognition at this kind of ceremony. Usually there are several statements and speeches and so forth, but going out to the audience and how quiet it was, if you notice, no one was saying anything as those ribbons were placed on one after another. So it was very exciting.
Berkeley Ide is the commander of Korean vets in Alaska and has been the master of ceremonies at the Veterans Memorial Day event for the past 10 years. He says the Korean government has a revisit program and for the past decade has invited American veterans of the Korean War to visit the country. While there, they were given the Ambassador for Peace Medal. But Ide says with the 60th anniversary of the Korean War, the Korean government realized there were many vets who would not be able to make a revisit to Korea.
So in order to honor these veterans and give them a thanks from the Korean people, they authorized us to present these medals to these people. So I called all the Korean veterans I had, plus some that we didn't know about. They came in and we awarded today 42 medals. Okay. So, but these are all people who served in the war, been shot at and missed.
Lawrence Killinger is a Korean veteran living in Kenai. He said he'd never been to a gathering of veterans before moving to Alaska. He was overcome as he tried to express his gratitude.
Oh, thank you. It's great. Appreciate it very much.
His wife, Mary Lee, helped express their thanks to the Korean government.
Took the time and the effort to thank the veterans. I don't know of other countries that have done that. Took the initiative and have taken the time and the effort and the money to do this. It was a very wonderful gesture. I appreciate it.
Veteran Morris Breed said his ancestors fought at Bunker Hill. His first day of battle in Korea was July 27th, 1950.
I was with the 29th Infantry. My unit was wiped out. There's only a few of us left. As far as I know, I got a Sioux Indian buddy in South Dakota. Him and I are the only two left of our original outfit.
The magnitude of those words then brought tears.
When the flag passes by, my heart breaks. When I hear taps, it's real.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, and the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.